It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic.
And what's up, sports fans? What's up, baseball fans? If you're not excited about baseball, baseball's been very, very good to us here in Georgia the last couple of weeks. It's exciting. Last night, I know the Braves lost to the Yankees 5-4, but if that wasn't a world championship atmosphere, situation, pressure, I don't know what was. But once again, you're listening to the weekly Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. It's all presented by Coach's Corner because we're part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And as I say every week, like my mother used to tell me, you're a broken record, Carl. Okay, don't forget, there are five shows that are part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. We got to start Wednesday night, tonight, on Facebook Live, 6 to 7. We got the NASCAR show with the Atlanta man, Brandon Bain, and it's called Rubbin' and Grub. He talks about cars rubbing, but he's also grubbing food from Coach's Corner. That's 6 to 7 o'clock on Coach's Corner Facebook page. Then, of course, yours truly, Saturday mornings, 9 to about 10:30, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. All local, all the time, because it's all food and fun. Since when, fanatic?
That would be 1991, Coach.
The man knows his days. The man knows his years. And, of course, the third Facebook show, part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network, was back in April, and it was at the Masters. The 19th hole with the Herb brothers, Sean and Brent Herb, did a great job. Go check it out on YouTube. And then two podcasts, of course, the Hot Grids podcast with the two young bucks, Travis Jadon, Spencer Maddox, talking all sports, whether it be high school sports, pro sports, the Braves. Listen to them. Episode 80 is out now. Go check it out. And, of course, yours truly, the fifth show, the baseball podcast, Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach and, of course, the fanatic, Kyle Lawson. Hey, I'm excited about this. I mean, it was tough, Kyle, the last two nights watching the Braves and the Yankees go at it. I was rooting for both. I couldn't lose. But deep down inside, I know I'm going to turn that cubby hat white. I was rooting for the Braves.
Well, Coach, you got to say, I mean, and I had a lot of good friends that made the trip here for, you know, here from Savannah. They went up there. I actually had a ticket on Monday, couldn't make it. But, you know.
Oh, you don't call the Italian guy. You had the ticket and you couldn't make it. I would have taken your place. We could have got a substitute. I could have been, what's his name? Lou Gehrig stepping in for Wally Pipp. You could have done that.
You could have Wally Pipped it and got up there.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. But, hey, heck of a series. Braves drop one, but they are red hot, taking control of the National League East. And, man, we got a lot to talk about. The races are getting hot, and we're trying to narrow it down to who is going to make their trip to October. We got a lot to cover tonight.
We break it down into four innings. First
That's
inning.
Right.
Around the horn. That means we go from first, second, and third, and back to home. That's around the horn. That's what they call it. Okay. You ever have a quadruple play? You can't do that in baseball. Triple play is the highest we can go. Okay. And then we'll talk Braves focus. They're hot. They're in there. They're in first place. And I just want to say I'm going to blow my horn, which I normally don't do. I told you, Braves fans, I told you, you don't have to worry about the Braves.
You. Yes.
We told you. We told you.
Wait for it. They're coming.
And then we got to talk about Banana Savannah, a bunch of bananas. How many bananas are in a bunch?
How many bunches? It depends on how many bananas you want, but we have got 13, eh? Well, that is a large bunch of bananas. I don't know where you're buying. I don't know how many bananas you buy, but we got 13 bananas named to the Coastal Plains League All-Star Team, first and second team. We're going to break all that down. That is a lot of bananas, my friend.
And then don't forget, we also had the broadcaster entertainer of the year, and we had the coach of the year. So that's 15 bananas now I got to go buy. Unbelievable.
That's a CPL triple crown.
You got that right. And then, of course, once again, we got trivia night. This is week number 17.
17.
And, of course, the Fanatic leads 11-3-3. I didn't get shut out this year. Remember, 4 years, he was 17-0. Hey, someone kicked the goat over there, started a fire in his house to let me win. So that's how I won, okay?
I blame Mrs. Murphy, but, you know, that's a different story for a different time. Let's get to it.
Let's go around the horn. Inning number one, around the horn. Okay. I got to talk dirty. I got to talk filthy. Nobody gave this team a chance. Plus, they wear my favorite colors, orange and black, the San Francisco Giants. So, for that, let's go out to the NL West. San Diego is 14 back. 14 back. And I love their uniforms now. They're wearing the Friar outfit, brown and gold. But the Dodgers, 9-1, and they still can't make up any ground.
That's just it. That is the tightest, one of the tightest divisions in baseball. San Francisco with the best record in all of Major League Baseball, 81-44. They continue to get it done. Some of their, you know, additions at the trade deadline coming up big. Obviously, looking at guys like Chris Bryant. But, I mean, you look overall, great pitching. They're great all the way around. And, I mean, that was the team. It continues to shock me. 81-44. And they have been, and I mean, they've been 7-3 in their last 10. Good baseball. The Dodgers have been 9-1 and still trying to claw their way back as San Diego continues to fall back. They're not 14.5 back. There is no way they're going to get to the playoffs now. And what did we say earlier in the season? This could be a division that has three playoff contenders.
Well, I know I got to throw this out there, but how long do you think Buster Posey is going to be out with that sore knee?
Got to tell you, I mean, he has had – I mean, he's a catcher. He's a veteran catcher, part of three championship teams, World Series championship teams. Hard to say when he's going to come back, but there is so much firepower in that lineup. They're going to miss Buster and his veteran leadership. But that's a team that, I hate to say it, they're going to find ways to win without him. I mean, it just is what it is. That's a stacked team.
All right. Let's go to Central now, which is near and dear to your heart. Cubs, Central Division for the Cubs, but the Brew Crew still up 8.5 games. Do you think anybody's going to catch them, or is it still too early to say that it's a lot?
No, they're 77-49. Cincinnati is 8.5 back. The Brewers have gone 7-3 in their last 10. I mean, they have a dominant pitching staff, and they got a scrappy ball club. I mean, they're not getting it done with the guys you expected it to do, and it's a fake complete. We say it every week. I've said it for the last 5 weeks. This division's done.
I agree with you. It's cooked. Little beer in the brats. You know what I mean?
It's delicious.
It's delicious. All right, here you go. I hope I can do this good. I hope I do this well. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bad.
Somebody is chopping away, and here you go, and you have every right to do that, Coach. Atlanta, the mighty Braves. They are 68-58, have turned it on, 8-2 in their last 10, 4.5 over Philadelphia as the Mets, much like the Padres, are on a complete tailspin. They are now 6.5 back as they have gone 2-8 in their last 10. But the Braves, after having a little bit of a hiccup against the Yankees, they get 2 days off. They are going to get some pitching back. We'll get to that a little bit later, but I mean – look at the power all the way around the board. They find ways to come back and win, and their bullpen has really held it together. And I mean, and they're only going to get stronger.
You know, and you know what amazes me? They're a 500 team in Truist Park. They're 31-31.
Where you think they would dominate? Where you think they would dominate?
It's not happening. All right, let's go over now to the junior circuit. We got to go over to the American League. Let's start out in the AL East. Speak much, Coach. Okay, so we're going to go to the AL East. I'm excited, okay? Braves in first place, Yankees in first place. Hey, this is this old guy's dream. But anyway, let's go on. I'd love to see that in October, but I'm not saying that. Okay?
All right.
Now, I know I've been teasing all year long. I've been saying the Devil Rays. The Devil Rays is still holding for it. They're still strong. They're 78-48. They're 4 games up on Yankees. But the hottest team in baseball, besides the Braves, are the New York Yankees.
Now, and I know, in a little Freudian slip right there, you said the Yankees are in first place because you want them to be. You're a Bronx fan, even though you grew up in Brooklyn. I get it.
They're first place in the wild card over the Red Sox. You got that too.
Oh, yeah. They're only 6.5 back, still playing some really good ball. Tampa Bay still in the lead in the East with 78-48, like you said, 7 out of 3 in their last 10. The Yankees, hottest team in baseball, 11 straight wins. They continue it tonight. The game is going on right now, and Boston is 6.5 back. This is going to be a fun September in the East.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Name me some Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I couldn't even name one of them. Oh, yes, I could. Mr. Cruz, Nelson Cruz is there, right?
Well, yeah, they pick up Nelly. And then, of course, he's injured right now. But you look at, you know, you got to look at Tyler Glasnow. It's still, I struggle with this ball club. I don't know why. I do the same thing with the Oakland A's. But I enjoy watching them play. I got a good friend, used to be in Chicago. He is now covering the Rays. And John Mamola, if you're listening, you know, hope you enjoy the game tonight. But it's a tough team to name. But, man, that is a really fun ball club right now. And they keep finding ways to win.
I mean, Wander Franco is the shortstop.
Yep.
Kevin Kiermaier, I know, set a field.
Kiermaier, y'all know.
If you asked me who he played for, I would never be able to tell you. I'm looking at my little roster here. Hey, I know the catcher very well. Francisco Mejia.
Yep.
You know how I know him very well?
Well, he started off with the Sandnats, I believe.
No, Francisco Mejia started out with Don Tomasi.
In the Cleveland organization.
In Mahoning Valley, I used to, you know, go and watch Dom, and Mejia would be there. I loved talking to the kid. You knew he was something special. He just had to sharpen his tools of ignorance, but this kid was a pure hitter from the get-go.
Yeah, he sure was. And, I mean, he's absolutely getting it done. That's a really great ballpark. And, well, it's a really great ball club. I think it's a crappy ballpark, but that's just my opinion. I'll tell you this. I'm really embarrassed that I don't watch enough more Rays baseball, but, I mean, that's an unbelievable ball club, and I feel terrible. I can't name you more than a handful of players, but they are holding serve right now. We also got to talk about the Central real quick.
But don't forget, Tampa Bay is the city of champions.
Yeah, it appears so. You know, you get a little bit of that
hockey and baseball.
You get a little bit of Tom Brady magic, and look what happens.
Hockey, baseball, and the NFL, look what happens.
Yeah, they're trying to be the city of champions. Here we go.
Central, what do you want to talk about the Central for? Tony La Russa, which you got me on, four-time manager of the year. This old guy's got these young guys running away in the Central. They're 10 games up. They've been up there since day one. You've been bragging about them. I can't believe a Cubby fan from the North side's bragging about the White Sox from the South side.
There is no bragging about it. They're just flat out good. It doesn't mean I got to like them. But this team is absolutely run away with the division. It's not even close. 10-game lead. They're going to October. Tampa Bay is going to have to duke heads with them. The Yankees are probably going to have to. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, these are the juggernauts in the AL.
All right. Got to go out to the West. The Astros are still holding strong in first place.
Yeah, and they're 4.5 games over Oakland. Bad skid for Oakland. They are 2-8 in their last 10. They are still in the wild card. They're still in wild card contention. But, I mean, Houston's pulling away. I mean, Alex Bregman, they're out there having fun. I read a good article about them. They're just getting back into it. And I really feel like they're going to pull away. I was actually pulling for Oakland, but I don't see it happening.
Well, you know, I'm going to go to the other old elder statesman manager. I love him. I loved him when he coached with the Reds. I love him when he played with the Dodgers. Dusty Baker, 72 years old. He goes out to Houston. All the cheating scenarios, all the cheating scams, and everybody says he's coming in to do a good job with that toothpick hanging out from his mouth.
That man loves himself some toothpicks, and he just – I don't want to say it's plug and play, but Dusty is a good manager. He's found ways to go from the old school manager ways that he had with the other clubs he was with and has been able to adapt that and absolutely instill that wisdom. He knows how to manage this ball club. And I wasn't sure if he could do it, but he's made me a believer.
All right. We went over here four minutes. Okay, last curveball. Look into that crystal ball that hangs out in Wrigley Field. What do you think is going to happen in October? Who do you think it's going to be right now if we stopped it right now?
As far as our division leaders, or you want to see the
World Series, buddy.
I got to tell you, man, this is tough.
Well, I can't stump you in trivia. I might as well stump you in a question.
Okay, I'm going to give you this. I think, and I'm going on a limb, I think the Dodgers are going to catch the Giants. I just think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I think they're going to win the pennant. Now, in the AL, that's a tough one, but I feel like the best team in the American League right now, record aside, is the Chicago White Sox. I think you'd have a replay of the 59 series. If that's my pick, that's my pick.
All right. Like I said, I'd love to see the Braves and Yankees. That was my pick when we started talking about this.
I'd love to see it too, but I'm just saying this is what I'm thinking right now.
Perfect segue. Inning number two, we got to focus on the Braves. All right, so get out of your little teepee there, buddy. And, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, Riley, Swanson, Freeman, Albies. I mean, Darnold. I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy that got from the Cubs, what's his face, who got thrown out of the game last night?
Jack Peterson.
Peterson. I mean, everybody that's come in here has contributed, and the pitching staff is getting stronger. Beginning of the year, the bullpen was horrible. They got rid of Shane Green. He can't do it with the Dodgers lately either. So I think the Braves are starting to get the momentum here that they could be a threat to the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I mean, we all know what happened last year in that NLCS, and I mean, I still think they could cause a lot of trouble in October. I think they have finally taken over first place for good, first place in the NL East. They dropped, you know, they dropped the finale to the Yankees, but they are 68-58. Finally found a way to pull away in that division, 4.5 games over Philadelphia. The Mets are on a big tailspin, as we have discussed, and they have a two-day break coming into tonight before they face probably their biggest test of the season, when they face the MLB best San Francisco Giants.
All right, I got a question for you now.
What you got?
We're playing well. We're gelling, but we're waiting for this guy to come back because he has a lot of good talent. He's probably one of the best outfielders in Major League Baseball. Adam Duvall comes over from the Marlins. He gets an extension for 2 years. But what are we going to do with Eddie Rosario?
That's a tough thing. It's a crowded outfield right now, and I still think you can find a way to get him into the lineup. I don't think you're going to see it until September when they expand the rosters. But I think he could be a bat off the bench that you'd like to see. So expect to see movement before the end of this month. They're going to want him, because if you can't get him before September 1st, he cannot be on your playoff roster.
And he's struggling. He's struggling in the minor leagues.
Yeah, he's struggling in Gwinnett right now. He's trying to figure out what can get him back to the show right now, trying to find consistency. And right now there just isn't a place for him. I believe in the guy's talent. I think the next week is going to be really telling for him.
All right. Now, I know this has to do with baseball, but we got to talk about it, because the Braves are the first Major League professional team to sign a deal with name, image, likeness with two college athletes, okay? One's a gymnast, Georgia gymnast Rachel Bauman, and Georgia Tech quarterback Jordan Yates.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty interesting. And I mean, hey, I'm all for college athletes going out there and trying to make money off of their name. Hey, they're out there. And I mean, yes, they get the scholarship, they get the education, but the schools make millions off of them. And I read about both of those. And the Georgia Tech thing, it threw me for a minute. And then I thought, okay, image likeness rights. There we go. Good on him. Keep it up. Atlanta guy, go for it.
Well, you know, social media, buddy, that's what the Braves are attacking, social media. Bauman has a big following. Yates has a big following. And, you know, and what I hear is when they get to when they show up at Truist Park, they're going to get carte blanche experience. They're going to get red carpet treatment. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Willy Wonka just opened the chocolate factory. So go nuts, kids. Enjoy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. So Brave focus. They're in first place. 8-2 out of their last 10. They played two great games against the Yankees. Just couldn't beat them. Yankees hottest team in baseball, if you ask me right now. But don't worry, fans. I know some of you, when I tweeted it out last week, when I put up the standings, that they were in first place. Of course, people, well, it's too early. They got the Yankees. They got the Giants. You know what? This is what baseball is all about. This is what you want to do right now. You want to play the better teams to make yourself better.
Test your mettle. Absolutely. Go out and get it. And they're going to get some more firepower. One last thing. Ian Anderson is going to get one more minor league start with Gwinnett. And he is scheduled. It's been confirmed. August 27th, he will be starting for your Braves. And he is going to need to be a big part of that starting rotation down the stretch.
All right. We're glad you're listening to us. It's the Who's on First Base. I don't know. Third base. Okay. Third base. Baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. And it's presented by Coach's Corner because we're part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Besides food fun since when?
1991.
We also got food fun music now out in the Soundgarden. We'll let you know who's playing. We'll let you know who's playing this weekend. You got to get out there. Now, of course, the mayor is starting to tighten down on us in Savannah, Georgia. So we'll see what happens. But I know John Henderson, he'll find a way. All right, inning number three, the Savannah Bananas. Ooh. The 2021 Coastal Plain League Pettit Cup champions, 40-10 over the season, Kyle. Is that mind-blowing?
Utter dominance in the Coastal Plains League. And this is a league in both conferences. They have it in conferences. That really just, I mean, you got a lot of veterans that have been with Savannah for the last few years of their college career. You got some newbies in there, but ultimately you had the best team in the CPL. We talked about it last week, you know, both being able to go to a couple of games. I got to go to game two of the Pettit Cup. You got to see them win it all, which was great. And they're continuing
to see the W flag, buddy. I got to see the W flag.
You got to see the championship belts. And, I mean, I got to tell you, and they're doing the great thing that they do every year with the Macon Bacon. They are able to do the breakfast bowl, the exhibition games, and it's just an absolute ball. So, and, I mean, if you look at it right now, you know, they go through, you know, it's a nine-game series. I mean, they've already clinched it.
They got three games left. Tomorrow night, historic Grayson Stadium. Saturday, Thursday night, historic Grayson Stadium. Friday night, Macon, and then back into Grayson Stadium for the last game of the year, Saturday night. So you got to be excited about that. But let's go to the other awards that this team's got. First, we heard they had the broadcast Internet Entertainer of the Year in Biko Scala.
Yeah, I mean, friend of the show. Biko was great this year. Absolutely kills it. If you don't have the pass to listen to all the games online, you are missing out because that guy does it all.
And then, and he's a youngster. He's a pup too. And then he's also from Syracuse University.
He's a Paisan.
Yeah, a little journalism there at Syracuse University. Okay, the Orange Men. I don't care what anybody says. They're not the Orange. They're the Orange Men. Okay. And then, of course, flip the switch, buddy. They got the Coach of the Year in Tyler Gillum,
Mr. Cowboy, Mr. Wearing the cowboy boots out there. Good old number 66. He introduced us to the phrase flip the switch, and he continues to develop these young men, make them better baseball players. And, man, he was just – that was probably one of my favorite interviews of the season.
I mean, and he knows how to turn those kids on. He knows how to get them to be entertainers, and he knows how to get them to be baseball players, 40 and 10. All right, and the last thing for the Bananas, 13 Bananas on the Coastal Plain League All-Star team, 7 first team, 6 second team. You got to love it. So we had the pitcher of the year in John Miller, okay? Yeah. Lefty, 71 Ks in 10 appearances, not too shabby. Then, of course, we had Ryan Kennedy, Dylan Cunningham, and Andrew Armstrong on the hill. 4 pitches. I mean, Cunningham was lights out. He was the closer, okay? Kennedy boasted – 8.73 ERA to lead the league.
Yes.
Cunningham had 4 saves with 33 strikeouts. And, of course, then we got to talk to the man himself, Andrew Armstrong, a.k.a. Pickoff Assassin, had a 0.84 ERA in 21 innings pitched. Now we got to go to the position players, okay? You got to talk about Dan Obrist. That guy hit bombs. Yes. Okay, first baseman. Hey, you got to love LeVon Rosario. Ivan Renacio.
Okay. You got to
love this guy's name, Bryson Bloomer.
Yeah, Bryson Bloomer.
So, I mean, Obrist batted 333, 25 stolen bases, 32 RBI. Dang. Renacio made an impact in his first year, batting 362, 37 RBIs, 50 hits. Bryson Bloomer. I mean, you want a guy, this guy has 6 home runs, 20 doubles, 32 RBIs. He was named the CPL Player of the Week for Week 8. The second team, guys, okay, we got to talk about Jared Beck, left-hand pitcher. We got to talk about Nathan Detmer, right-hand pitcher. And the boy out of Richmond Hill High School, out of North Georgia, Jacksonville State, okay, Kyle Lucas.
Yeah, Kyle Louiegs. He continues to go out there and kill it. A lot of great guys that all factored in to a big part of the CPL Championship Series against Morehead City. And, I mean, it's been an absolute ball. And then, I'm so happy for these guys.
We got to go to position players that were second team. We got to. How can you not talk about Bill the Legend Leroy? He's going to be forever. He's going to be a legend in Savannah Banana history forever. Four-year player. Then you had the kid come over from Georgia Southern to play shortstop, Jesse Sorrell, and the outfielder. This kid wasn't even supposed to play the whole year. Ty Jackson came in on a part-time contract, wound up playing the whole year.
Yeah, he really did. And, I mean, he was mic'd up earlier in the season. I mean, that thing went viral. It got a piece of ESPN. And, I mean, you talk about, you know, just all the fun and talent that these guys have. Guys that will get drafted. I mean, and we've had the pleasure of talking to Dan and Bill on this show. Now, I want to say they did it was really cool. I mean, it was the game two of the Banana Bowl last week. The Breakfast Bowl featuring the Bananas. And Macon, that was the second game, was the last day, last game for Dan. And, I mean, you know, a great servant of the Bananas. And, you know, we talked about it early in the season. Wouldn't it be fun to retire some numbers? But the way I look at it, I say just do a ring of honor.
Well, we can do a banana tree of honor.
I think that's what needs to happen. And I think we've suggested it to Mr. Jared Orton a couple of times.
Let's put it in left field. Put the banana tree behind the wall and start putting names coming off the banana leaves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I really feel like if they don't want the advertisements, which, you know, are, you know, great, the great owner, the Coles, you know, Jesse and Emily have talked about, honor the players also that have been drafted. You know, I think that'd be really cool because you're going to start seeing some more leaves come off this tree.
I know at least eight that have been drafted into the minor league, so that's pretty impressive.
And I just think it's really cool, and I know they will probably stay in contact with this organization. But, I mean, basically you're looking at a triple crown, not to mention 13 All-Stars for the postseason, and it's just been an absolute ball. Again, we have three more games coming up this week. Games in Savannah, Macon, and the final game of the season this Saturday at Grayson Stadium on the 28th. It's been an unbelievable season, and I really just want to say real quick, it's been an absolute ball talking about this franchise. It's been a ball. And, I mean, they were so good at entertaining. They were featured on a segment on ESPN over the weekend. National media for Savannah, Georgia.
10 minutes, the history of the Savannah Bananas. I mean, it was special. I watched it. I put it up on my Facebook page. Go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You can see it. 10 minutes just talking about how the Bananas started out not ripe and how they're unbelievable now, how yellow they are, how ripe they are. Everybody knows about them. It's just a great story.
A national sensation, and it's been a lot of fun. And, I mean, marketing is key. And, I mean the thing that got me, it was someone who used to go to probably 40, 50 games at Old Grayson Stadium when the Sand Nats were the tenants of the ballpark. The marketing was not there. And, I mean, this was a professional team. This is a low-A affiliate. But this is also a ballpark that has hosted so many Hall of Famers and solid different minor league franchises throughout the years. And now it's become the hip place to be. And you've got 4,000 fans pretty much every night there's a game, getting it done, making noise, having fun, bringing people that didn't even think they liked baseball out to Grayson Stadium. And it's electric. And the Bananas have really made me a believer in how much fun and really the entertainment value that they sell.
I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth every penny. It's worth the $18 that you pay. Eat free the whole night long. Just a great concept. All right, we got to get back on track. All right, that's inning number three in the books. Okay, yep, you're listening to the Who's on First Base Baseball Podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, all presented by Coach's Corner, where we're all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network, where it's all food, all fun since
1991.
And don't forget, this week in the Soundgarden, we got a couple of big bands coming in. I think we got a guitarist and a band coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll tell you who they are in a couple of minutes. All right. Fourth inning, trivia time. Trivia time. We play two innings. two questions. If we're tied, we go to a third question. We go to a tiebreaker. Or if we don't get it right, we end up in a tie. All right, the Fanatic is 11 wins, 3 losses, 3 ties. That means the coach, 3 wins, 11 losses, 3 ties. All right, so I went up first. I went first last week, so it's me to drill you the first this time this week. So the top of the first inning. Hey, Miguel Cabrera just did what?
Number 500.
Number 500. Okay, so I want you to name the 6 players that have hit 500. The 6 players that hit 500 home runs and have 3,000 hits.
Ooh, very well done.
Can you name the 6 of them?
Okay, can I name the 6 of them that have 500 and 3,000? Well, Willie Mays, obviously.
Right.
Okay, so 500 and 3,000. Oof.
Got to think about it.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. And daggone it. Yeah, Willie Mays is always the first that comes to mind. Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. One played for the Braves.
Well, Hank okay. Aaron.
That's 2.
All right. So Hammer and Hank, that was, well, it should have been easier, I'll tell you that. Oh, boy. All right. I'm just going to kick myself like crazy. Ted Williams.
Okay.
Once again, there was 6.
So how many you got? You got 3.
Okay. I'm trying to think of somebody a little bit more recent. That also had the ability to hit 500 home runs at 3,000.
Hank Aaron, Willie Mays.
Ted Williams. Mention that.
Ted Williams is not one of them.
Oh, no.
It's not. I found my list.
Ah, cripes. That's right, because of the time he spent in the war.
Right, in the war. So you got Hank Aaron, Willie Mays.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give you one more hint. Played for the Cardinals and the Angels.
Oh, Albert Pujols.
All right, so the next 3, you got to get on your own, buddy. Just say you don't know it, because I know you're not gonna get one of them.
What? Does it mean I have to go way in the way back?
No, this guy played first base for the Orioles, long time.
Ah, cripes. Oh, Eddie Matthews. Or Eddie, damn it, Eddie Murray. Cut it out.
Yeah. There's 2 more. These 2 you probably won't get. And I'm not going to give you a hint, so I'm going to give you 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
You got me. You got 1. Me. I can't.
Alex Rodriguez.
Barry Bonds, probably.
And Rafael Palmeiro.
Palmeiro, daggone it. I thought of that. I was trying to think of not guys that didn't use needles or some sort of sack.
I thought that would be fun, so I'm going to stay
all
with
right.
my –
That was good. That was go good. Ahead. Okay, all right, here we go. In 1989, there was an American League MVP that did not make the All-Star game.
1989,
American League MVP. Who was it? Did not make the All-Star team.
In 1989, he was the MVP and did not make the All-Star team.
Yeah, figure that one out.
1989. 1989, did not make the All-Star team. I don't know. 89. Barry Bonds.
No, and keep in mind, I said American League. So you got nothing. Okay, fine.
I got nothing.
It's Robin Young.
Robin
Young. Mr. Brewer himself.
I would never got Robin Young.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's all right, a good one. For me. Okay. Now we're going back way back in time, and I'm staying with the Tigers in honor of Miguel Cabrera. All right. What Tiger – set the team record for hitting 58 home runs in one season?
Hank Greenberg.
Okay. All right, you got it.
Yep, sure did.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that was a little bit of part of last week's question. And
it was. I thought it might throw you off. That's why I did it.
Well done. I like it.
All right, so you're
my father's favorite team, so I know about Hank Greenberg.
So if I get it here, we go to a tiebreaker. If I don't, it appears win number 12.
Can you name me the first player to win the World Series in his first four major league seasons?
Four straight World Series championships.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Derek Jeter.
That's a very good guess. But it's not right. It's Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, man. Of course, you have to go way back when. All right. There you go. Flag number 12 for the baseball fanatic. I thought I threw a curveball.
I thought you would get that. I really thought you would get that.
No, I didn't think back to when the Yankees, what did they win, five in a row back then? What was it, something like that?
Yeah, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. No, take that back. They did not win in 1940, but they won five in a row.
They won five in a row, but I didn't think that far back. I thought Jeter, 96, 97, 98, 99.
No, they won four in a row because the Tigers won in 35 and the Reds won in 40. I have a problem, but I will take the W. This was a good one, Coach.
So, once again, it's the coach, Carl DeMasi, with the Baseball Fanatic. Every Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll release a baseball podcast. It's called Who's on First Base? I don't know. Who's in the Soundgarden this weekend, buddy?
What you got for me?
All right. Friday night, we got Andrew Gill starting at 7 p.m. Very so good. Andrew Gill, he'll be solo in the Soundgarden, and I know you're going to get this one. All I have to tell you, on Saturday night, we got the King of Pop.
Oh, a little MJ going on right there. An awesome Michael Jackson tribute, and from one of the best in the area. You're going to love it.
Okay. So don't forget, Coach's Corner also has breakfast Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday, it's 7 o'clock till 10:30. Come on and see the coach on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10:30. Get some country ham, some over-easy eggs with some home fries, some shrimp and grits. Okay, come out, try it. It's a good job. It's a good food. It's good Java, good coffee. You'll love it. Okay. Hey, not too many corrections tonight, buddy. I didn't make any too many mistakes, so I don't have to even go back and clean it up.
No, I think it was a pretty clean show. This is a good one. We had a lot to talk about. The Braves are on fire. The Bananas are finishing up their season, and the races are red hot in Major League Baseball. And we're going to get back at it next week. Can't wait.
And like we say every weekend or every week, or I say every weekend and every week, whatever you're doing today or tomorrow, may you always hit out of the park. And until next week, when we talk to you, what do you want it to be, Kyle?
Make it your best week ever.
There we go. The fanatic got it right. Take care. God bless. Hey, COVID-19, the Delta variant is really hitting us hard. Please be safe. Mask up. I know it's your prerogative, it's your privilege to get vaccinated, but it seems like people who are vaccinated aren't getting COVID-19, the Delta variant, so take care of it. Pfizer, approved by the FDA, you got to love it. Be safe, God bless. Big game this weekend, big series this weekend with the Orioles. With the Giants, that's the other black and orange team. So we'll be rooting for the Braves.
All right, Coach. Hey, great stuff. And once again, be safe. We'll see you next week. A lot of baseball to talk about. Great show. Have a great night.